This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoff, and we're talking to Kat James, who is a real exemplar of transformation. She's a beauty pioneer. She's been called a master of self-transformation by none other than Self Magazine. And she's appeared all over the media talking about her total transformation approach. And Kat, I want to do a bit of a deep dive on the subject of leptin, because it's a confusing subject. And, you know, there are products out there that purport to be, quote, leptin blockers, as if that's, you know, the end all and be all of weight loss and health optimization. So explain that to our listeners, please.
Sure. Leptin is a hormone that wasn't even identified until about 4 years after I had accidentally harnessed it in my own body, and wouldn't know until 14 years later that is what I had harnessed, when I suddenly, after 12 years, had my first stretches of time where I wasn't obsessed with food, where my muscle to fat ratio started rapidly changing. I got my energy even, and all sorts of incredible changes. It's something that's in our body. So first of all, you mentioned supplements, that have leptin in their name, et cetera. None of those are containing leptin. And they wanted to create a major drug with leptin, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, I might say that if it's such a marvelous thing, you know, then they could just inject people with fat people right. with leptin, and then they would shrink down and they'd be normal. Their appetites exactly. would normalize. It'd be like the ultimate, you know, the holy grail of the pharmaceutical
Absolutely.
Industry. It's like the weight loss panacea par excellence that mimics a human appetite and weight
yes.
control mechanism. But it plays a role, but, you know, you can't
yes.
just shoot it up.
They thought they would be able to do just that, but the problem is then people would become insensitive to leptin the way that they become
yes.
insensitive to insulin.
Yeah.
And so the only thing, doggone it, you know, they're so frustrated with this, is that we manipulate it with diet, and that means doing the same thing, basically, that you would do to regain your insulin sensitivity, and that is not spike blood sugar, not spike insulin, and not spike leptin. And it's as simple and yet as complex as that. There also needs to be a very high fat intake, and that ratio just depends on how metabolically challenged a person is.
So you're yet another partisan of the low carb, fat permissive paradigm, which I think more and more, you know, we're coming to realize that sensible people in the field of nutrition are recognizing as the right way to go.
Yeah, and all the science is going there. And if you look at the largest reviews, there's three that come to mind. There's the A to Z study, and there's a Swedish review assessment. These are all sometimes tens of thousands of nutrition studies that point unquestionably to the best weight loss, the best health in the low-carb, high-fat era. And then you look at even cancer connections, and using now as a therapy very high fat, very low carb, which my program would fall into. And what's amazing, since we were talking about the microbiome, is that I think it was a 2014 study that showed that leptin also had a huge impact on the microbiome,
yes.
even affecting the ratio of obesity and slimness related bacteria.
Well, you're so far ahead of me, because I just put in a search. I'm sitting here with my iPad, leptin microbiome.
Yeah.
And I come up with a whole bunch of hits
yep.
on how it's a two-way street. Leptin influences the microbiome. It actually changes the composition of the bacteria, but also the composition of the bacteria influences leptin. So that's kind of a
yep.
an insight into how probiotics
yep.
and diet modification
yeah.
Can be, you know, we can't shoot up leptin, it's not going to work, but we
right.
can change leptin metabolism with probiotics.
And we want to keep leptin low. And so this goes back to also, you know, you talked about supplements and what you can do with supplements. Definitely take the probiotic and take the one that works, of course, the one that comes in its own food source, the Dr. O'Hara's, the one that you know hasn't been ruined by warehousing, for example. But also the other kind of supplementation would be whatever helps you to keep your blood sugar stable, and don't let anyone tell you that more leptin is better. That's not how it is. It's your sensitivity to it again, and how that receptor, those receptors in the hypothalamus, and now they know that those there are receptors in other places as well.
So, you know, explain, people look at Dr. Harris and they come back to me and they say, you know, I don't see the bacterial count. I'm looking for, like, you know, billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions, colony forming units. You know, that's you know, it's like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like, I need a number.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all about the quality. So if you look at, for example, the TH10 strain that only Dr. O'Hara's has, and how much research has shown it to be utterly superior to other lactic acid bacteria, and understanding that season after season, it's cultivated, it's never been separated from this dark brown kind of syrupy, amazing fermented food source, and which it is even delivered and is so stable you can even chew it. You can have it in your mouth. There is not another probiotic that has such a survival rate, but also there are several other strains, and you have all of the byproducts of those years of fermentation. But most importantly, that little pod of food has not been separated from the bacteria themselves, and that's the primary difference. You don't have freeze drying and a centrifuge, you know, separating. And this almost ensures, that old technique almost ensures immediate death when you take the bacteria. And also you're avoiding what also could be an autoimmune problem, especially if you have a compromised gut integrity, of getting too many of one kind of bacteria. This can actually cause autoimmune reactions for those who have leaky gut.
Yeah, it's almost a little bit like a very Western concept, is that if a little is good, a lot is better. And we tend to say, well, let's find the magic probiotic that, whatever, prevents urinary tract infections, or that helps people lose weight. And so far, efforts to come up with that have been stymied. I think people want to do that, because if you find one single strain, you can patent it, and you can then have exclusivity.
Drug companies are counting on this.
Yeah.
Psychobiotics,
and,
too.
And there's actually big biotech startups that are looking for that individual strain which will deliver one health benefit.
Yep.
But, you know, it's kind of, you know, just like in traditional Chinese medicine, Asian medicines, it's a combination of things working together that create a symphony, so to speak, of efficacy. And that's why I think this is a successful approach.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a Weston Price, for example. I'm sure that the longest lived peoples, none of them had the benefit of single patented bacteria. And I think that it's safe to say that nature, if we ferment things, eat fermented products, and this is, you know, the Dr. O'Hara's is like the example of the quintessential fermented soup, because it has all the mushrooms and the vegetables, and its source is diverse. And that is important, to get, you know, fermented products from different sources, food sources. And that's really what this little capsule is.
Well, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about glutathione, because Dr. Harris is doing very fine offering us, you know, their initial product, which is the Dr. Harris probiotic essential formula. And then they introduced yet another, which is the RegActive, which has the ability to generate glutathione.
Yeah.
Now, I know, you know, we often talk about diseases and cancer and cardiovascular disease and neurodegenerative diseases, and all these are impacted, of course, by glutathione. But, you know, our focus today is on aesthetics and beauty. And is there Is it plausible that glutathione may play a role as an anti-aging agent or as an appearance enhancing agent?
Absolutely. So, and especially when we're talking about the types of things we resolve to do at this time of year, is to detox. And it's a critical piece. It's almost as central a piece to make sure that you're detoxifying and keeping up with the challenges of our exposures in this modern world, in addition to cultivating our inner and outer ecology. So with glutathione, obviously, is the master detox antioxidant, the master antioxidant. And people understand, you know, and especially listening to your show, that it's been hard to raise your glutathione levels without resorting to injections, et cetera, until recently with the discovery of the ME3 bacteria and this product, RegActive, which is the only one that has it. And this bacteria, of course, can produce its own little glutathione factories in your body. And there is a decrease in inflammation. There's going to be a decrease in glycation. And there's going to be a constant detox. This affects even your immune response. Everything that comes out in your skin is going to be affected, and either makes you more vulnerable if you don't have something working against these daily intrusions.
Well, you know, I noticed that some of the trendy skin products, they're very expensive, contain glutathione. And, you know, on the principle that glutathione is rejuvenative and antioxidant and so on. But I have to say that I think the science is a little weak, that glutathione applied directly on top of the skin, and it's expensive in that form. And it smells a little sulfury. So when you get kind of a sulfury smelling skin thing, it's got glutathione in it. Or,
you know, you might be working against some of your objectives there, but
like a night mask or something. And I've smelled some of these products. They smell sulfury because they have glutathione in them, but I'm not sure that it works its way in. So I'm thinking if it's taken internally, it gets absorbed in the bloodstream, then it travels to every cell of the body, and naturally the skin cells partake of that circulation. Maybe that's a better way of getting the glutathione to where it needs to work.
Well, absolutely. And just whenever something that's as powerful as glutathione is going to become more and more present in your body, which is what this RegActive does, what the ME3 does, you're going to see something better in the mirror a month from now, 5 months from now. There are some things that are topical. Even vitamin C has an amazing effect. It helps you, you know, rebuild collagen, et cetera. Maybe there are some benefits from topical glutathione, but the lion's share in this case, I believe, because the skin is taking out the trash. The skin is very often reflecting how the kidneys or the other excretory and detoxifying organs are working. So if you have this amazing and probably best tool in the supplement arsenal, working toward helping all of your processes, your detoxification happen, it makes sense that you aren't going to see most of these things that would erupt or degrade your skin on the outside.
So any other tips for enhancing skin quality? We mentioned the topicals from Dr. Hira's, and, you know, certainly the diet has an impact.
Yeah, definitely want to get your essential fatty acids. You will see a change when you stop your fear, anyone's fear of fat, and not just your vegetable fats, but also good quality animal fats from grass-fed sources. You're going to see a huge change in your skin. And by cutting it out, things that even turn to sugar, you are going to see a huge refinement of your skin. And if you really go all the way and flip into leptin sensitivity, which is characterized by a great drop in appetite and clear thinking, and suddenly no energy dips. If you go that far, you are going to see changes from head to toe that you didn't even think were possible, for sure.
And is fat something that directly acts on leptin to resensitize the leptin pathways?
It's said that fat is leptin is the fat sensor, insulin the sugar sensor, and the mTOR pathway the protein sensor. That change, I can tell you, it doesn't happen without you reaching your very high ratio of fat. And I can't give it an exact number.
Okay, so you look great, and you know you're a great Thank advertisement you. For this. So what, I mean, what are we talking about in terms of your personal dietary approach, and how do you incorporate healthy fat into your diet? Do you eschew processed meats that are sources of fat? Do you insist on organic or grass-fed?
Yeah. It's almost exclusively grass-fed, but I won't say that I don't have a steak out at a restaurant now and then. But I was vegetarian for 7 years, and when I went through my year and a half,
which also often accompanies eating disorders. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a high prevalence. Unfortunately,
But it took me a while but I naturally went away from that as soon as my body flipped into this other state, which, of course, I didn't understand why it was doing everything right all of a sudden. But my body immediately went to go beyond vegetable sources of fat, because I noticed I felt much better. And there are hormonal changes in brain. You know, cholesterol is a beautiful thing, making all of the sex hormones, and your brain needs all kinds of fat, and the DHA and many others, of course.
How many eggs do you have a week with yolks?
Always with yolks. Sometimes I even do more yolks, probably the three a day, four.
That's interesting. I mean, great minds think alike, because if I have less than about half a dozen eggs in the refrigerator, I feel it's an emergency. Because
good for you.
I want to keep eggs in reserve, and I virtually have at least a couple of eggs a day.
But I do want to say, Dr. Hoffman, that if people just say, all right, well, I'm getting a bunch more eggs, it's not a great idea unless someone is going to get to the point where they're not spiking their own blood sugar. So doing this halfway, I know you know this, but just starting to pile on the fat without really, really taking out things that spike blood sugar. And that's why I made my book kind of as a pre-program and as something that takes people not all the way, because it's not even a good idea to eat enough the kind of fat you would if you were completely leptin sensitive.
Well, I once said this about the Atkins diet. I said, the Atkins diet, the analogy is a little bit like to a straight edge when you shave. You know, you can get the best and closest shave with a straight edge razor, but if you don't wield it properly, you can slit your throat.
Yes.
And the problem is that some people go, Atkins, great. Let me go, get all these Atkins products. And by the way, I'll have a bagel here and there, and I'll have this.
Yep. How much could it hurt, they think?
Well, then it's almost like you set a match to a can of gasoline when you're consuming that much fat, and you add carbohydrates. So you really need to
cultivate unhealthy bacteria. Yeah. You also cultivate a very hardy, pathogenic bacteria microbiome, because you'll have a beautiful die-off of a lot of the bad guys when you do this correctly. But if you go back and forth, it's like the opposite, of how the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is produced. It's producing just the wrong guys, whereas you want to be cultivating the good guys.
Yeah, what you eat determines your microbiome. I think that's a central message. So, to summarize, I mean, let's say you have dysbiosis, which you did. You had dysbiosis.
Yep.
Okay, so, we talk about ways of correcting and reversing dysbiosis. And as much as we like to talk about probiotics, and, Dr. Hira's probiotic is a great start, and someone with dysbiosis can start with, I often start patients with 6 or 8 a day. You can't turn things around with an unhealthy diet. And sometimes you need to use either antifungal herbs, in some cases antifungal medication. Mm-hmm. I find that there are also certain, I prefer botanicals, natural plant-based approaches to turning things around in the gut. Have you utilized any of those, or do you utilize those with your clients?
Definitely. And I mean, there are a number of broad spectrum in nature antibiotics, something as simple as garlic, but there are obviously the more, and I discuss some of the big guns in my book. But even those should be used carefully, and there are other ways to just sort of slow the replication. And if you can do things dietarily, it's preferable, because you really do especially need, as you mentioned, kind of that loading dose of the good probiotic if you do go, because they're more in the natural direction, because they are powerful. The best thing about them, though, is they won't give rise to resistant bacteria, but they are very powerful at getting rid of good and bad bacteria as well. And you just have to remember that you really need to recover from them with the probiotic.
Indeed. Okay, so what's today's intelligent medicine call to action when it comes to the truth about beauty? First of all, some resources for you. I see you're in New York, because it's a 212 number.
Yeah, yeah. So informedbeauty.com. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want people to know that, first of all, how to spell also the detox supplement that we both love, the RegActive, which is R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V. Mm-hmm. And that is the one that has the ME3 bacteria, of course.
The glutathione-producing bacteria.
Health stores have the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And they can search my name and find out about my upcoming programs. And I'll be taking a group to Europe in the spring and Florida before that. So that information is on the internet as well.
Great. So here's the catch. Dr. Hira's probiotics are available virtually everywhere, you know, Amazon.com, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other, you know, most health food stores and retailers across the country carry them. And we carry them at my own, the dispensary, my online dispensary, which is Fullscript. The Dr. Hira skincare products, which you mentioned, which we're not even going to repeat the names of, because you just look up the skincare line.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not a lot of people are familiar with these Japanese names. But they're available at Sprouts and via Amazon.com.
Yeah.
So some of the big retailers are going to have them, but the best thing is to probably search them out on the internet. And if you can't find RegActive at some stores, it should be available at many stores, but if not, it's available at Amazon.com. We also carry RegActive on Fullscript. And I'm going to spell Dr. Hira's, because it took me about 5 years to spell it right.
Me too.
Okay. So it's O-H-H-I-R-A. There are two H's and one R, as I was, more prone. That's the thing I mixed up. The number of H's and the number of R's.
Always.
So, okay, it's O'Hara with two H's and one R. And that's a good start towards a healthy microbiome and ultimately towards beautification. So, thank you for sharing your story. And people can learn more by visiting your website. And all the best to you. And we look forward to future updates from you on the health front. Thanks, Kat.
Thank you so much. You too, Dr. Hoffman. Bye-bye.
Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.